Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kahal Shari Avram Ion HaParsha series. We're holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Shemini, coming right after the Yontif of Pesach. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel brings one of the critical, fundamental, seminal mitzvahs in this week's Parsha, and that is the mitzvah of Simonei Behema Tehira and Simonei Behema Temeya. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Gimel, Zeis hachaya asher teichlu mikol habehema asher al ha'aretz, kol mafreses pasha v'shoisha'as shesa v'chule. The animals that have split hooves, the animals that chew their cud, those are in fact the kosher animals. The shita of the chinuch, which is a chiddush in the Rishonim, is that this mitzvah is not just a mitzvah that the simanim should be there, but the mitzvah is to proactively check to make sure there are in fact these simanim. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, Maramak number 1, Mitzvahs bedika simone behema v'chaya shnitztavinu livdaik simone behema v'chaya. Kishenirtze lechol mehem. Somebody has to check to make sure that they are in fact there. And that is a positive obligation, a mitzvah, a chiyuv de'araisa. That is also the shita of the Rambam. In Maramak number 2, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Test, Hi shetzivonu livdaik b'simone behema v'chaya hashchutin. So somebody, either you or somebody else who prepared it, but somebody has to make a proactive, positive checking to make sure and investigate that in fact this animal that one is consuming does in fact have these simone kashrus. If you look at the Avnei Nezer in Ayin Vav Tes Zayin, he brings the shita of the Ramban who omits this obligation as a mitzvah. He's not moine bedika simoni behema v'chaya as a mitzvah's asay. The Ramban doesn't feel there's a mitzvah to check. Of course, the animal that you're eating has to have the simonim, but there's no kiyum mitzvah if you go look at the animal, you go take a look at Bessie before you shecht her, go take a look at the chicken before you go and shecht it. There is no mitzvah, per se, to check and do a maisa bedika. Emes sheladas haramban eina asay bifnei atzma is just included in the lav of keeping kosher. So in Machlekes, the Rambam and the Chinuch, Keneged the Ramban. Is there a mitzvah to check the simanim, or a mitzvah just to make sure that the simanim are there? You have to have the simanim, but no mitzvah to go and check them. There are at least two nafkaminas in this Machlekes Rishonim. First, the Chinuch himself suggests this nafkamina in Maramaka number 4. What's going to be if somebody just didn't check and it came out that the simanim were there? So he saw an animal, he made the bracha, he shechted it, he ate it, and then later he checked and, Baruch Hashem, it was a kosher, it was a cow, it was a deer, it was something that was kosher. So lefi the Rambam and the Chinuch, he didn't eat not kosher. Of course, he ate a kosher animal, but he abrogated, he was mevavatel, the mitzvah saseh of bedikas simone behema. Hamachaber dihi mitzvah saseh gemura, hainu im loy bodak besimonim afshenim tzas tehoira, vikomokom over al asay zu, you're over on the asay. Of course, lefi the Ramban, you did nothing wrong. Lefi the Ramban, everything is couched negatively. You have to avoid eating an animal that doesn't have these simanim. Well, I ate an animal that has these simanim. I didn't do a proactive checking. Vos geit miran, what's the nafkamina? What does it matter? That's not my obligation. That's not my mitzvah. There's another nafkamina brought in the Rivash. The Rivash in Tshuvas, in Kuf Tzadi Beis, really brings this machlekes Rishonim. Is there a mitzvah to check, or just a mitzvah to make sure that you eat a kosher behema? Says the Rivash, what's going to be in a case where we have a roiv? We have a majority telling us this animal is kosher, but you did not go and check and verify and be mevarer and investigate that it does in fact have these. There's an 80% chance this animal has them. Says the Rivash, a beautiful nafkamina, if you learn like the Rambam and the Chinuch, so that's not going to be sufficient. Kevin cha teira tzivsa livdak pisimanim shevlo yeh mechavta al oifis hatimayin al karcheno yesh lanu lachush the kol echad mehen vafilu humiuta. Even if it's a miyut, a minority, you can't rely on the roiv. The roiv doesn't tell us that you checked. The roiv tells us probably it's kosher. Well, if bedika means to make a proactive checking, that would not be sufficient. But, like the Ramban, that you have to just have a assumption and make sure you don't eat something that's not kosher. So if I have a roiv telling me it has the simanim, so the chayyah, the feed the Ramban, you could rely on the roiv. We rely on the roiv in all other areas of halacha, So why would this area of halacha be different? So the first nidain is the mitzvah a bedika, a mitzvah to check, or a mitzvah just to make sure you don't eat something not kosher, but there's no positive mitzvah in the checking process. Nafkamina number one, if you ate and you didn't check, and it came out it was kosher, lefi the Rambam and the Chinuch, you were mevatel and asay, lefi the Ramban, you did nothing wrong, because sof kol sof, it was kosher. And like the Rivash, can you rely on a roiv? If the statistics tell you there's an 80% chance it has the simanim, like the Ramban, lecher, you could rely on that roiv, because api roiv, this is a kosher behema. But like the Rambam and the Chinuch, where you have to have a bedika, an investigation, a clarification, that lecher, you don't have api roiv. Just one more ha'ara, the lashon of the Rambam, as we were madaik in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, is mitzvahs asay shetivanu livdaik, to check. If you look at the Maramoka number 6, which is the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, which he actually wrote in Lashon HaKodesh by himself, he says, Mitzvahs asei leida hasimonim, shemavdilin behen bein behem chayev oif edagim echagavim. So it's a little bit of a discrepancy, and the Ragachav and others shtel on this, I'm just being ma'irer it, is the mitzvah to check lefi the Rambam, or the mitzvah just to know? There might also be a nafkamina. If a mitzvah is to check, so I have to go do that proactive checking, is the mitzvah is just to know? So if I know through some other source, perhaps it would also be sufficient. Okay, just la'irer es ha'inyan. Okay, from one inyan to the other inyan. There's a classic chakira, and I'm sure everybody has heard about this. And in case you haven't, so now's the opportunity to chaperein and learn about this. We know that an animal has to have split hooves. It has to have chewing its cud. But the shaila that the Rishonim already address, a very lumdish shaila in the Rishonim, is whether these simanim are a simon, or are they just a siba? Are these simanim positively creating the kashrus, or they just convey to us the information they're a reflection of status, but not a creation of status? Is it a simon, or is it a siba? And we'll see at least one nafkamina. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Zayin, Marmoka number 7, is very clear in his Hagdara of this din. Dash elu hasimanim, rotza leimer ha'alas gera v'shoisa'as parsa b'behemos v'snapir v'kaskeses b'dagim, ein mitzius and sibas aheter. They don't create the kashrus. They don't create the permission to consume this animal. The loy ha'adaran sibas ha'iser, and not having them is the reason that it should be usher. V'omnam ha'im simen yivada boi ha'min ha'meshubach min ha'meguna. It's only an indication, a reflection of a pre-existing status to know which animals are kosher and which animals are treif. But not the pshat that the simanim create a status, they only reflect a status. If you look at the Maharit in Nun Aleph, a few hundred years later, the Maharit also echoes the words of the Rambam and says the same yesod. Not that if the hooves are together, it creates tumah, and not if the hooves are split, it creates tahara. This is just the reality. The reality is that we know from these simanim, it's fundamentally a kosher behema. However, if you look at the Ritva in Nida on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Ritva speaking about fish, about the fins and scales, seems to imply differently. Says the Ritva in Nida, V'ulai hu gam kein goyrim taharasa, Marmoka number 9, V'apa pishu hu levadai eina goyrim tahara. Because the Gemara says that any animal that has kaskeses, that has scales, also has fins, has snapir. So what is the point of the snapir? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Ritva answers that no, even though we know every animal that kaskeses has a snapir, it doesn't make a difference. The animal has to have both the fins and the scales because each one together creates the status of tara. Goyrim taharasai. Vafa pishu levada ena goyrim tara, but both together create the status of tahara. This is perhaps one of the most classic formulations. Is the simane or the simane tara simanim, they reflect, or they are a siba, they create. And look at Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Shmuas in Chulin. In Ois Chav Zayin, he just makes us a machlekes and taisusin, but the Eidon brings it down from Rabbi Chanan. So we makayim the minug ubir machlekesam dine yesh lachar b'simane tuma v'tahara she'amra teira im ha-simanim atzman heim goyrin ha-tuma v'tahara oy she'ene ela simanim al ha-min. They just reflect on the species or they create the status. If you look at Rav Steinman in this week's Parsha, so he also brings this chakira and he gives the two, what we would say, is the most classic nafkaminas, lefi these two tzadim. Says Rav Steinman, Maramaka number 11, v'nafkamina, da'afilu im anashim yatzlichu lasa simone tahara lebalachayim ha'temeim. Let's say today they would genetically modify a camel. And the camel, which be'etzim, of course, is not a kosher animal, they can create it and give it four stomachs. And now it would have the simone kashras. Or they would take a davar acher, and they would also give it a ability to regurgitate its cud. So now it has split hooves, and it chews its cud, but it is genetically, it's a chazer, it's a davar acher. Would that be kosher or not? Well, if you learn that the simanim are only simanim, they reflect a behema tahira, well, we know that a chazer is not a behema tahira. Then the simanim perhaps are the ones that create the status. So I have in front of me an animal. It chews its cud. It has split hooves. L'chayra, says Rav Steinman, during its asiba, that should be enough to create a status of kashrus. It's a brand new market for all these people. They could genetically modify a davar acher, and they could have, kashra bacon, kashra pork chops. Oy, im yeridu mea tahayram another way. Simani tahara mitchilas gidulim. We know we have in these days, you can create genetically modified animals, fish, birds, fowl, animals, chayas, behemoths. What if you genetically modify a cow, and it's definitely a cow, the father is a bull, the mother is a cow, and in utero, you make some type of manipulation, and it's not going to come out with split hooves, it's going to come with conjoined hooves, or you're going to eliminate the four stomachs for whatever reason, and you give it one stomach, it's not going to regurgitate its cud, but it is a cow. If you check the DNA, it matches the DNA, the mother's a cow, the father's a bull, so it should be a cow. So if you learn the same yisayit, if you learn that simanim or simanim, they reflect a kosher animal, so this is still a kosher animal because we know this is a cow. If you learn that the simanim are sibos, they're creating, they're a positive creation of status, so it could be. Even though it's a cow, it looks like a cow, it smells like a cow, it walks like a cow, but halacha is not qualified as a cow and therefore would be a behema hatmeya. Okay, so we discussed two primary inyanim this week's parsha. One, is there a mitzvah to check the simanim or just to know the facts? Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, nafkaminas if you ate and you didn't check, or being samech on roiv. We had a ha'ara in the Rambam, is it yediyah or bedika? With the fundamental classic chakira in simanei behema, temeya, and tahira, are they simanim or are they sibas? Do they create or do they reflect? Nafkmina would be an animal that fundamentally is the species, but it has modification either way, both for tahara and for tumma. Would that change the din? If it's a siba, it would change the din because we rely on the simanim to create the status. But if it's only a simon, a reflection, then even though they reflect on the animal, but lamaisa, the species, a kosher animal, and therefore it would be kosher. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.